Across the globe, whispers of forgotten civilizations echo through the majestic ruins they left behind. Testaments to human ingenuity lost to the sands of time. Perched high above the desolate landscape, Masada's ruins whisper tales of defiance etched in stone. Each crumbling monument speaks of a rich history. These silent sentinels reveal the enduring power of a forgotten empire. Pompeii. Stone by stone, the city exhales its memory beneath the shadow of Vesuvius. From above, Pompeii reveals its quiet geometry, an ancient map of lives once lived. In this narrow corridor of time, footsteps echo where silence has endured for centuries. The gods are gone, but the pillars still whisper prayers into the open sky. Beneath the noonday sun, ancient grandeur stands patiently among the curious and the reverent. The forum breathes again, not with traitors or emperors, but with wanderers seeking echoes of the past. Nature leans gently into the stone, reclaiming what time forgot. The last light lingers between the ruins, as if reluctant to let go. Echoes rise from the stage where silence now takes the final bow. Woven through broken walls and poppies, the city still breathes in fragments. Under a quiet sky, the columns stand like weary sentinels of memory. Here, the drama has faded, but the stones still remember the lines. Where ancient walls meet wild gardens, Pompeii dreams in color once more. Angkor Wat. Here, the jungle whispers through stone, reclaiming what time has only half forgotten. Each step upward narrows into silence, where stone meets sky in quiet reverence. Smiling through centuries, the face of a god watches the forest breathe. In stillness, the guardian waits, as blossoms fall like memory through the wind. A city of stone rises from the earth, held in the hush of centuries past. pilgrims and travelers walk ancient paths, drawn to the heartbeat of a vanished empire. The forest doesn't knock. It enters and stays, wrapping stone in a quiet, ancient embrace. Time has scattered these stones like memory, each one holding the breath of a vanished world. Light flickers between leaves and ruin, revealing secrets only the wind can read. A procession of silent guardians watches still, as if the past never left. Step by step, the forest leads us to forgotten prayers whispered in stone. At dusk, the temple exhales, glowing quietly beneath the weight of centuries. Ephesus. Beneath the watchful cypress hills, echoes of oratory still linger between broken pillars. Where thousands once gathered in rapture, the great theater now sings only to the wind. Stone blossoms unfurl along the Library of Celsus, carved with the wisdom of vanished centuries. Time tilts the columns, but their stance against the changing sky feels eternal. A sanctuary once filled with voices now breathes only through sun and dust. Among crumbled walls and wild roots, Ephesus surrenders gently to nature's embrace. This worn path, framed by silent stone, invites us to walk where history once strode. Abu Simbel. Carved from a mountain and bathed in desert light, the Temple of Ramses endures like a hymn in stone. In the stillness, the stone remembers conquest. Every chisel stroke a story of divine power. Across these ancient walls, the silence of the defeated marches on forever. Eyes fixed on eternity, the king watches the Nile's breath without blinking. In this barren sweep of sun and sand, a palm leans quietly beside the gods. Here, the language of the gods lies etched in stone, sacred, unreadable, eternal. Inside, where the air thickens with echoes, the pharaoh walks in stone among shadows. At the heart of the mountain, four gods sit in stillness, waiting for the sun to find them. His gaze, worn by centuries, still commands the shadows as if they were subjects of his reign. To walk here is to drift through a dream sculpted by kings and carried by dust. Faces of the goddess gaze from the stone, their calm watching over those who listen. Beneath the endless sky, gods and queens rise from rock, caught between earth and eternity. As the sun dips low, a lone figure approaches the throne of eternity carved in sandstone. Lit by amber silence, the pharaoh stands in a hall where gods once whispered through walls. Beneath the gaze of kings, queens, and daughters rise, carved not for scale, but for reverence. Ajanta and Ellora Caves. Carved by patient hands and silence, the stone opens like a secret. Every figure etched here whispers an echo of devotion, war, and wonder. Thank you. Even in erosion, the walls remember the color of reverence. Shadow and stone hold the weight of gods once called upon in breathless awe. The rhythm of mythology is frozen mid-step in this eternal ballet of stone. In the still heart of the cave, the elephant stands, timeless, immovable, divine. In this valley of silence, stone rises like a prayer held high. Guardians of myth, these weathered elephants breathe stillness into shadow. Among gods and lions, human voices echo softly through the carvings of time. Here, the walls are not built, they are revealed, story by story, from the mountain's soul. Every chisel mark is a breath of devotion etched into eternity. Step by step, this sanctuary unfolds, not as ruin, but as revelation. Hattusa. Between these ancient cliffs, a sacred silence still guards the secrets of the Hittite gods. Ruins etched into the hillside whisper of a vanished empire, watching over the valley below. Like a memory traced on earth, Hattusa sprawls, geometry meeting myth under the open sky. Here, beneath the Anatolian sun, the bones of a capital lie cradled in timeless dust. Once a city of kings, now a tapestry of stone, its rhythm still echoing beneath the green. Nature reclaims what history carved, Where walls met worship, now only wind flows through. Rising from green silence, these walls recall a time when gods and kings shared stone. The bones of a home remain, its stories now scattered in the breeze. Laid out like memory on a hillside, the old capital breathes beneath watchful skies. Through ancient stone, the past opens toward the living land beyond. Two lions still stand in silence, sentinels of an empire that dared to endure. Beneath a boundless sky, the citadel endures in sun-baked stillness. High above the plains, the quiet geometry of stone remembers the minds that shaped it. An ancient city sprawled in memory, its order still etched upon the living earth. Scattered like seeds across the hills, the remnants of Hattusa sleep beneath the sun. Here, in the rust-colored quiet, the land itself feels ancient, its breath slow and warm. Worn paths wind through the golden silence, where shadows of life still linger. A doorway into the unknown, time's threshold, still waiting to be crossed. Laid bare to sky and wind, the citadel clings to memory on the edge of the world. Al-Khazneh. At the foot of ancient stone, silence gathers like dust, untouched by time. through these sculpted veins of stone, the past still whispers its way forward. And then, like a secret finally spoken, the treasury appears, carved from cliff, carved from legend. Far above the valley floor, the stone rises again, vast, remote, and humbling. Cradled by canyon walls, the treasury sleeps in sandstone, eternal, unshaken. Chiseled by hand, framed by mountain, beauty set against the bones of the earth. Here, where footsteps gather like echoes, we are reminded of our place, small beneath the sublime. As the light fades, Petra exhales, cloaked again in its ancient stillness. Sigiriya. Atop this ancient rock, a forgotten palace breathes through stone and silence. Stairways cling to the cliffside like whispers of a king's ascent to the heavens. Rising from the jungle like a monument to memory, Sigiriya watches the centuries pass. Still waters reflect the skies where once kings dreamed in solitude. The Lion's Rock emerges, carved by ambition, crowned by ruin. Beneath the trees, time has softened the edges of empire. Pilgrims trace ancient footsteps, suspended between earth and eternity. From every angle, the fortress unfolds, part myth, part monument. Seen from above, the geometry of power still echoes across the stone. At twilight, Sigiriya glows like a crown beneath the breath of the mountains. Monte Alban. Stone by stone, the ancients built their thoughts into the sky. In the hush of the highlands, ruins bloom beneath the breath of passing clouds. A single step echoes through centuries carved in silence. Perched in the heavens, Monte Alban watches the valley like a timeless sentinel. Between shadow and sun, sacred geometry sleeps in the arms of the earth. Where forest meets stone, memory unfolds above the cradle of Oaxaca. Life returns gently to the grounds where gods once whispered. Here, under shifting clouds, the sacred and the everyday walk side by side. Valley of the Kings, where desert stone meets sacred geometry, time walks quietly through colonnades of eternity. These cliffs rise like the breath of the earth, silent sentinels guarding the secrets of kings. Once gods stood still, now the sky drifts past their broken gaze. In the soft shadow of carved stone, the voice of the past still whispers in pigment and line. Above the tombs of kings, the heavens unfold in color, a painted night for the journey beyond. Step by step, the living descend into myth, walking the path carved for souls to rise. They march across the walls of time, eternal pilgrims in a kingdom of light and shadow. Delphi. In the stillness of the Parnassian slopes, the past spirals upward like the road that carves through the silence. Among the olive trees, the circular temple waits, a broken whisper of ancient grace held in stone. Here, where twilight cloaks the earth, memory lingers like smoke rising from forgotten fires. spring blooms through the ruins, nature reclaiming prophecy with soft defiance. The village clings to the mountainside, its terracotta rooftops glowing like scattered embers above the valley. From the heights of Delphi, the world opens into an ancient sea of olive groves and sky. Once filled with cheers, the stadium now holds only the quiet breath of pine and stone. Masada. Perched high above the desert floor, Masada rests like a silent monument to resistance, carved into the solitude of stone and sky. In the soft haze of morning light, the remnants of a fortress watch over a desert that remembers everything. High above the desert floor, ancient stones cling to silence, watching time drift like sand below. Perched high above the Dead Sea, the ancient fortress of Masada stands as a stark monument, gazing across a desolate yet captivating expanse. From this elevated vantage, the resilient ruins of Masada command a profound silence. Bathed in the soft light of dawn, Masada's ancient ramparts rise majestically, overlooking the vast expanse of the Judean desert and the distant Ayutthaya. Ancient spires reach skyward, weathered by centuries, yet still whispering the grandeur of Siam's lost capital. A quiet path winds through red brick ruins where time crumbles gently into the grass. Here, broken statues lie like fallen guardians, silent, solemn, and still. From above, the temple city unfolds like a forgotten dream etched into the earth. Cradled by rivers and modern rooftops, the sacred ruins echo beneath the hum of the present. Ayutthaya breathes beneath a canopy of green, its soul wrapped in roots and reverence. Buddhas sit headless beneath the trees, their presence felt more in silence than in form. Under soft afternoon light, Ayutthaya glows like a city slowly waking from a thousand-year slumber. Samarkand. Where turquoise domes rise over hushed stone, Samarkand's heart still echoes the whispers of empire. Above the city's pulse, the mosque stands quiet, a place of prayers, pilgrims, and the patience of centuries. Step through this mosaic gate, and time folds gently into the rhythm of sunlight and stone. A lone traveler beneath a sea of pattern, carried by the color of memory. Each tile a prayer, each arch a song, stitched in silence across the vaulted sky. In this sacred corridor, where blue shadows dance, the living walk among the remembered. Beneath golden verses and twilight light lies the quiet majesty of Timur's eternal dream. From above, the geometry of devotion reveals a city still guided by the stars. Moai, Easter Island. Time leans gently forward, carved in stone, staring into the silence of centuries. Weathered faces gaze across windswept earth, holding the memory of vanished hands. Rooted in ancient soil, they rise like dreams whispered to the sky. Guardians in stone alignment, still standing for the ones who no longer do. As day fades, their silhouettes keep watch, caught between the surf and the stars. Some lean with time, others fall, but all endure, embedded in myth and moss. Al-Ula. In the stillness of desert stone, a pool of life listens to the wind. Sculpted by time and silence, the desert opens a gate into eternity. Here, the land forgets time, only shadows remember. A kingdom once whispered in stone now greets the footsteps of wonder. As the sun bows low, sandstone walls ignite with ancient fire. Beneath the cliff's long shadows, green breath lingers in secret groves. The sky leans gently over a cathedral of stone and silence. From high above, the past reveals itself, etched into the heart of the earth. Karnak Temple. In the quiet shadow of stone, the sun writes its own hieroglyphs. Through the avenue of sphinxes, time guides the wanderer toward forgotten kings. The columns rise like ancient sentinels, brushed with echoes of painted prayers. A forest of stone whispers secrets in a language carved by gods. Along this wall, cattle and kings once moved in the same breath of myth. Lined in eternal posture, these statues keep vigil beneath a sky unchanged. Ruins frame the horizon like the memory of a vanished empire. Among quiet trees, a shrine stands, untouched, unhurried, unyielding. Time has weathered their faces, but their gaze still pierces the centuries. Beyond the gate, stone guardians lead the eye toward eternity. Hampi. A patchwork of emerald fields stretches to the horizon, cradled by ancient hills that whisper stories of forgotten dynasties. Balanced among time-worn stones, a lone shrine keeps silent watch over the land, lost in morning mist. Once the pulse of an empire, these stone corridors now echo only with wind and memory. Nature's chessboard, boulders frozen mid-game, scattered across the terrain like ancient relics of chaos and calm. The temples rise like poems in stone, etched skyward in reverence and resilience. Under a brooding sky, a weathered shrine and wind-bent tree stand guard over the sacred silence. Through rows of palms and dust-laced paths, the heart of Hampi still beats beneath the rhythm of village life. Enclosed within weathered walls, centuries of devotion sleep quietly beneath the stone carvings. Carved with divine ferocity, Narasimha emerges from stone, eternal in posture, infinite in power. As dusk falls, the golden spire catches the last light. Hampi exhales in ancient peace. Mesa Verde. Nestled within these towering cliffs, the echoes of ancient lives whisper through dwellings carved directly from the living rock. Etched into the sandstone, ancient petroglyphs offer a glimpse into the spiritual world of those who once called this land home. The natural alcoves and sculpted rock faces reveal the intricate pathways and foundations of forgotten homes, blending seamlessly with the earth. Stonehenge. As the sun leans low, ancient stones stretch their shadows like memories etched in light. Circles of time within circles of stone, and we, the curious, walking their echo. Bathed in the quiet breath of centuries, Stonehenge floats between myth and mourning. Here, monoliths stand like forgotten sentinels, weathered by wind and time. From above, the stones whisper geometry, a silent logic beneath the soil. Encircled by earth and emptiness, Stonehenge holds the hush of ritual. In the morning fog, the stones dissolve into a dream the land is still dreaming. The dawn touches every blade, every stone, as if waking a world older than words. Petra. Through a canyon's hush, the rose-red facade reveals itself like a secret long held in stone. Here, where desert winds once whispered to caravans, the past gathers under every footstep. In these walls sleep kings and echoes, etched in silence by the hands of time. Petra doesn't rise, it emerges, carved from the very breath of the mountain. Once a thriving heart of trade, now a corridor of sunlit ruin and soft, forgotten voices. Among the broken stones, a desert bloom clings to memory. As light spills over the valley, Petra exhales a golden sigh of ages. Between shadowed caves and rippled saddles, the old ways still walk the land.